All right, it is 105.1 Jack FM, the County 10 Morning Show, KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, and the County 10 Podcast. I'm Jared Anderson, and pleased to be joined with Cassidy Downing and Jaden Bales. Did I do okay on your names? Always like to make sure afterwards, not before. They're both from the Wyoming Wildlife Federation. Thank you for being here. How are you today?
Oh, thanks for having us. We're great, man, and it's getting hot for the first time this year, and like every year, it always feels like it comes along too fast, right?
It is warming up for sure. For folks that don't know you guys in the community, give us a couple of bullet points about yourselves. Where are you from? How'd you get here?
So I'm Jaden Bales. I grew up in Northeast Oregon, then came out here about 4 years ago, and I started working for the Wyoming Wildlife Federation as a volunteer. And after I saw a job opportunity open up, I was like, I really want to live in Lander. I was in Laramie before, and everyone I think who spent some time there understands it blows.
Well, we're glad you're here for sure. Cassidy, how about you?
Yeah, I'm from Detroit originally, and then went to school in the Upper Peninsula in Michigan, and then interned for the Game and Fish out here and decided this is a community that I want to be a part of for the rest of my life. So Wyoming Wildlife Federation hired me as an intern last year, and during that time decided to hire me full-time over Christmas. So I'm in my first year of full-time work outside of college with these guys, and I'm having a really great time.
Very nice. What was it about Lander specifically? I'm always interested because I grew up in the area. What was it about this area specifically that made you for sure this is where you wanted to be right now?
Yeah, so for me, I recognized a lot of things that I missed from my hometown. Mm-hmm. I've traveled a lot since I graduated college, and something that strikes me almost on a daily basis is kids walking themselves home from school. As someone who grew up near Detroit, that's not something you saw very often. I certainly did it in the 90s, but you don't see that all the time in every community anymore. Just kids walking themselves to the park and playing volleyball or walking themselves home from school. And just the outdoors community here too is so cohesive, whether or not you're a trail runner, a climber, a fly fisherman, a hunter. Everybody seems to have these cohesive goals, and there's so many community partnerships that are readily available to quite nearly anybody who's interested in learning more about them.
Very good.
For me, I grew up in a small ranching and farming community that was just about the same size as Lander, and I originally moved out here partially because of the hunting and angling opportunities that are in Wyoming. And that's certainly why I've stayed, you know. And I looked at Lander as this nice, like, combination of, like Cassidy was saying, a nice small town feel, a really vibrant community, and people are really active, just in the community itself. And I also just love to deer and elk hunt, and you know, this is a great spot to do that. And Wyoming as a state is a great spot for that. So that was largely why, you know, I have fallen in love with being here and really love this little town.
Awesome. I'll just lay it out there bluntly for folks that don't know. What does Wyoming Wildlife Federation do exactly?
Wyoming Wildlife Federation conserves Wyoming's wildlife, habitat, and outdoor opportunities. And we do that from the sportsman's angle, the hunter and angler angle. We've been doing that since 1937.
Wow.
We were originally founded to help support the Wyoming Game and Fish Department in like getting the word out about hunting seasons and regulations that were relatively new. And so we've been around since then, and has, you know, it's morphed all along the way. A lot of times, you know, Wyoming Wildlife Federation steps into issues, whether it's policy and legislation at the state level, or we work on local education through our class outside program, through our adult education, or even just work on habitat projects, which, you know, we annually have one in the Shoshone National Forest. So, you know, we cover a breadth of things, but really at that core, it's just conserving wildlife, habitat, and outdoor opportunity, largely from the hunter and angler angle.
I know you're both relatively young, but since 1937, what's changed since your time? Have things changed? And obviously, Wyoming's a big outdoor hunting, fishing state, but have you seen an increase in people who like to do that? Is there a decrease in people who like the outdoors?
One of the coolest things I think about Wyoming is that you see with this small population, and the whole place being rural, you see a ton of folks as a percentage of the population being interested in hunting and angling in particular. One of the things that's interesting is Wyoming is the fastest growing hunting population for women. And so you see that there's, you know, quite a bit of expanding interest in it. And obviously that helps because we have, you know, no matter where you live, you have pretty good access to it. And I think, you know, as you look across the West, really, the variety of different issues that have plagued states, whether it's, you know, largely like urban expansion or low country, you know, fires and stuff that's destroying winter range habitat, Wyoming has kind of been insulated in that. And we still, though, have to work on like how this whole space is expanding and what we do into the future. So, you know, just as time goes on, I think we're seeing that Wyoming's going to get looped into some of those issues and we're kind of preparing for it.
So. That's what I was going to say, is seeing those problems in other states, obviously, that are much more populated. Do you expect that in Wyoming a little more and more? Do you feel like you may have to battle for some of the things that are so easily available right now?
You know, I think being new to the Federation, but not being new to conservation as a whole, we're going to see the role that WWF plays being increasingly important in being light on our feet to keep up with the changing economies. But for now, I think what we're doing works. Jaden and I were just talking about this in our office yesterday, but our role as a federation in 1937 was simply just to keep sportsmen in line with new regulations that were keeping wildlife on the land. And now, as you know, kind of modernizing, our role is a little bit more complex, and it's much more community based and kind of getting the science out to people as well as the regulation.
That's all fantastic.
I might add something as well, as like, you know, Cassie pointed out, like, we look at things on a local level. One of the things that's been really cool to see is as we work on kind of state policy, in particular with wildlife crossings, we talk about what's changed over the years. You know, there has been a major population increase in Wyoming. With that comes increased traffic and with increased tourism as well, increased traffic. So we're always looking at ways to try to prevent wildlife and wildlife collisions on the highways and roadways in Wyoming. You know, right in this Fremont County, we have two major hotspots. One is actually kind of out by my house between Lander and Willow Creek Road. It's one of the top 40 spots to get that hits wildlife every year. And then up by Du Bois, they're actually working on that new wildlife roadways project, and that's in the top 10 in the whole state. So this whole, you know, everything the Wyoming Wildlife Federation does, I think Cassie pointed out, it goes back to the direct communities that it's going to be impacting. So, and each is kind of a specific case.
Yeah, that's fantastic. What do you need from the community? Is there any way folks in Lander and Fremont County beyond can support you guys, get more information on what you're doing?
So on that note, we love when people reach out to us. We are absolutely tickled when people call our office and they ask about the programs that we do. We also have a really great website that we have information on how to sign up, volunteer opportunities. We do offer opportunities to work on these habitat projects, as well as just getting involved with our community projects like Wildlife on Tap. That happens the first Tuesday of every month in Lander. We have folks come out from different agencies to talk about their research and how it affects management for folks in the area. But I think above that, just being involved, not being afraid to reach out to us, send us an email. All of our contact information is on our website. Reach out to your local legislators. Just get educated, get involved.
That's such a huge point. And, you know, it's really tough. I think there's a lot of folks who might be discouraged, especially when you look on more of a national level, that their voice may or may not count, you know, when it comes to the issues that matter to them. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to, you know, Wyoming, really it's just one small town with long streets, right?
Exactly.
And it's really easy to make your voice heard with your local legislators, your local elected officials, as well as like game and fish commissioners or people who are, you know, controlling the activities we love to do outside. So, yeah, I think that's the Cassie nailed it on the head. It's all about making sure you're getting engaged. And, you know, we try to help educate folks and keep them informed when those things and those opportunities come up. So if you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook, that's a great way to get involved as well, and really doesn't take too awful much effort.
Perfect. You guys have much coming up for the summer. Is the summer busier for you, or does it slow down a little bit?
So just next week, I'll be helping our education director teach our first of 7 summer camps that we have for kids. They're all outside, and they're all based in wildlife and wildlife education that's Wyoming-based. So we're really excited about that. What have you got going on, Jaden?
Well, we have a handful of habitat projects coming up this year as well. We do an annual fence removal on the Shoshone National Forest. And like I talked about, that was usually relatively close to Lander. And we work with the Red Canyon chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation with that. Bob Jocelyn is the lead there and has been a huge partner with us for years. This is our longest running project that we do. So that's a really fun one. And that's at the end of July. As well as a couple other habitat projects that are spread around the state. So if people want to get involved, there's plenty of opportunities, and it's usually a good time. I don't know about everybody else out there, but I spend a lot of time at a desk, so I like to be able to go out and get my hands a little bit dirty. You know, it's a good change of pace, and at the end of the day, you see that you've done something for wildlife, so that's pretty fun.
I was going to say, I like that, too. I'm sure there's a lot of people who do work with their hands outside that removing fence is the last thing they want to do. For me, I sit at a desk, and I don't move all day, so that sounds like a really rewarding time, so something for everybody perhaps there. This might be a stupid question too, but obviously you're hoping to inspire folks to get outside, to get more involved in hunting, fishing. Maybe if somebody's got young kids, or maybe they're kind of new to the outdoors, have never really thought about it, you have some tips on how to start? Just encourage everybody to get outside and explore what Wyoming has to offer. Maybe,
man, there's a lot of directions you can go.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to all the outdoor opportunities here, I know that with our Class Outside program, we're going to be educating kids in particular on some archery skills.
Cool.
And some fishing skills. We just bought a whole bunch of fishing rods and little bows to teach kids. So that's going to be one way folks could get involved. The other thing is the Game and Fish's Get Inspired program is a really good program, especially for those wanting to get into hunting.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of different groups out there who work on it, like the First Hunt Foundation, which is helpful for adult hunters that are getting started. So there's a ton of resources, and I'm really happy to point people in whatever direction they're looking for. We partner with a ton of organizations. As a federation, our partners are as much as important to the mission as the work that we do. So that's really important to us, and we're really happy to point people to those who specialize in a specific type of outdoor recreation if they want to learn more.
Perfect. Anything else we need to get out there? Any more plugs before we say goodbye?
Man, you know, another thing that we're pretty excited about that's coming up is our art classes. We've got them coming on, I think it's every other Saturday, but you can find the dates online for 4 art classes that get folks outside. So speaking of ways we can get out and meet folks, if you're looking to get involved, it's a really easy and fun family-friendly way to get out, meet us, meet the Federation, and explore outdoor options in Wyoming. So.
Very cool.
One of the really important things to, you know, acknowledge too is that all of these programs are really supported by two folks. One, our members, and secondly, you know, with our Class Outside, especially in the Lander community, it is supported by the Lander Community Foundation. And these partnerships and their support is super, super valuable. So if anyone wants to become a member and support these programs, we fully encourage it. Give to Challenge for Charities, and your money is doubled, you know, or is matched matched through that program. And so, yeah, that really helps make these programs possible and helps us educate, you know, what we were thinking, almost 200 kids this year, mm-hmm. Just in that youth program alone. So this is really important stuff, and we appreciate anybody who supports these programs.
Absolutely. You can find all the details on Challenge for Charities on the Lander Community Foundation's website, and more from the Wyoming Wildlife Federation. Anybody ever confuse you with WWF wrestling, or just me? Are there jokes?
There is also the World Wildlife Foundation.
That's right. Yeah. That would make more sense than professional wrestling. Yep. All right, guys. Thank you for being here. Thanks for all you're doing too. Really appreciate your time.
Well, thanks for having us. Yeah, appreciate it.